One of the great things about this most recent addition to your fixture list has been it was enough for something completely different, because this Jump Jockeys in Unthorpe has really taken off, hasn't it?
We like to think so. I mean, our Saturdays, many of them well established, the Diamond Anniversary of the John Smith's Cup, the nigh on 50 years of McMillan Charity Day just behind us. So when you start a brand new day, you have to try and think a little bit creatively around it. Obviously exciting for racegoers to have the joys of Busted after racing. We know that that's popular with racegoers, but for the racing aficionado, something a little bit different. And yeah, the Jump Jockeys in Unthorpe, we're used to seeing the guys from the weighing rooms of Aintree and Cheltenham perhaps riding some longer distance races on the flat, to say to them, there you go, 5 furlongs, bit of a different challenge. And my understanding is they love it.
And Graham Lee, of course, has written himself forever in folklore, because having won both.
Yes, and Graham was had the grace to say, well, I won it fair and square, but was a shade embarrassed by having had the dual licence. So slightly framed differently this year. So we'll see a different winner on the 29th of June. And it's nice to see some different faces, and the lads are really positive about it. I think, you know, whisper it quietly, they rather like our weighing room.
And also, I mean, Daryl Jacobs still dines out about the fact that they finally persuaded him to put the jockey cam on, and his was the one that wouldn't go in the stalls. He said that's got his place in sporting history as well.
It's a shame.
They take it, they really do embrace the whole spirit of it, don't they?
They do. The best laid plans of mice men and PR gurus. So, yeah, Daryl was ready to go, and he knew it was a tinker, and Julie, it played up on him.
And the great thing is, you know, the summer momentum is maintained, because obviously on Charity Day we had the last of the win it, win and you're in Ebor preview races, and the buzz now really does all even now start to build with this meeting towards August, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, by the time we race again, we'll also have seen what's come out of Royal Ascot looking well, so we'll know who may be on course for that Weatherby's Hamilton bonus, with Goodwood still to come at the start of the month next month. So yeah, the racing season feels like it's in full swing. Difficult last week with the slight hiatus caused by the wet weather. Sunnier skies, we hope, for the balance of our season, including that big Saturday the 29th, complete with Busted.
And just sum up finally about, there's always advice from the race course to people coming to these music occasions.
Yeah, a few things to just be aware of, that it is an outside event, and it is more festival style in terms of the music, so you won't be getting a seat. But if you want to be close to the lads on stage, book either grandstand and paddock or the county stand. That'll get you the closest. A little bit more relaxed on the day, perhaps, to come to Clock Tower enclosure. But for the people who've been to the year 3000 with Busted, for people who know what they went to school for, then that's what they'll want, grandstand and paddock or county stand. We'll be sending out with everybody's tickets just sort of some information and advice, because one of the great joys of those music days is that we get lots of first-time racegoers, and long may that continue.
And I would again stress, probably, like with all the others, if you can, book in advance.
You at least know then for certain that you're organised in that regard. Then you can sort out your trains and your travel, and look forward to seeing the Jump Jockeys in Unthorpe £50,000 feature handicap, as well as the lads on stage.